I want to share with a few thoughts about the subject we face, that there are a marked difference between the story of the people of God in the Old Testament and the people who were mentioned in Hebrew 11. In the Old Testament is the real story of every one of them. And so we read about not only their success, but also their failure. And the Holy Spirit wrote to us these things to be admonished to every one of us. Take care that you can make the same mistakes if you don't walk by faith. But the purpose of the Holy Spirit, when he wrote to us Hebrew 11, is to encourage people who were discouraged by failures, by afflictions, to complete the way of faith. So there is no mention for the failure of these people, and we can put an address for the whole chapter. It is the chapter of the faith of people, not the people of faith. So we don't read about any failure of them. And another point I want to share, that the God is the source of faith, is the giver of faith. But how come this faith come to us? We read in Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This principle can be applied to every one of those people who read about them. Every one of them hear directly or indirectly the word of God. I think that Abel hear from his father, from his parents, that God pleased with the sacrifice. So he, in faith, offer a sacrifice. And also we read about Noah. He heard, he warned by a way that a flood will come, and he feared and built an ark. He trusted the word of God, he reached him. And also, we read about Abraham, that he, when he called, he obeyed. There is no separation at all between faith and obedience. And we can, when we focus to all the character of this chapter, we can see in some way their obedience to the word of God.
I would like to just point something quickly, that it will be unfortunate if we'll miss it. One thing about Abraham and Sarah and his sons that you will read frequently is the word promise, promises, him that promised. It's at least mentioned 5 to 6 times in these little few verses. And I would like to suggest that God is highlighting, in the Spirit of God, God cannot deny himself. God is not a man. God does not lie. Dear brethren, it's a comfort for us when we look at such a man and his wife and his kids, that it comes to pass, again, what was said earlier, that God said it, hold fast on it, because it's going to take place. It's going to come to pass what God promised it. But it's not the matter of just the promises given. I want to go back to the source. In Corinthians, it tells us all God's promises. Now put them from the beginning of Genesis all the way through. All God's promises in him, that is in Christ Jesus, are the yea, and in him are the amen. God will make sure to fulfill every promise of his, because of his dear beloved son.
We've come to that point where we have to finish. Unfortunately, we'd like to dwell in this passage for a long time. I was just thinking, while the chapter doesn't end in verse 19, it's the end of our study for this first session. And we think about this, that we began with Abel offering up a sacrifice, and we ended with Abraham offering up a sacrifice, and they all point to Christ. So The Lord is glorified in all these examples of faith, counting that God was able to raise him up. And we know that in figure, Isaac was raised up. For him, there was a substitute, but in figure, he was raised up. And God acknowledged that act of obedience on the part of Abraham, because it was a foreshadow of what God the Father would do with his son, offering up the Lord Jesus in a future coming day. So we should end now. If someone has a hymn, and we can close in prayer.